It's the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. I am America's voice. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Live from CPAC 2021, we are in Orlando, Florida. Land of the free. Home of the audacious, apparently. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, California Governor Gavin Newsom says the clock might be ticking like a time bomb, the effort to remove him from office picking up steam every day. He could actually get knocked out of office for the poor handling of everything he does there. Number two, so what is the difference for kids that are being held at the border by the Biden administration and the previous administration for President Trump? Well, Jen Psaki can't say. And number one, according to at least one major advisor, the best thing that ever happened to Joe Biden, the COVID-19 pandemic. That's really what was said. I mean, you obviously can believe that because it's true, because I said it. And they say that's the best thing that ever happened. Welcome back to CPAC 2021. Good to have you here. We've got a lot going on here today. I just think the conversation, if you missed it, with David Safavian was spectacular. The general counsel of the American Conservative Union, a Michigan State University graduate, because as I have told you before, all the best people hail from Michigan. In this case, Michigan State. Andrew Langer will be here, the president of the Institute for Liberty. Former Congressman John Hostetler will be here a bit later. Also, Horace Cooper from Project 21, who we had dinner with last night. We're going to talk about Merrick Garland and what he's turned out to be. Horace, a regular contributor in places like Tucker. You've probably seen him, a very entertaining individual, so we'll talk about that. But we're going to continue now with some of the most embarrassing things that are going on as far as the people that are being selected to be in this administration and the things that cannot be answered for because of the hypocrisy and the nonsense. And I do want to turn to the border. I want to turn to the fact that the detention centers are open. In fact, some of them are being reopened. Detention, you remember how you're ripping babies from the arms of wailing mothers, and Donald Trump is the evil president because he has this heartless approach to securing America's border, because he actually believes that Americans should be protected from those trying to come into the country illegally. And the Democrat response was that they're ripping babies from the bosom of their mothers. That was the argument. So now Jen Psaki is on the hot seat, because here they are, the Biden administration, doing exactly what they condemned over and over and over the Trump administration for doing, which is simply taking people into custody, using the facilities that are available to deal with that, and processing those that come in, adults, minors, men, women, children, whatever it is. So she was asked about it yesterday. Jen Psaki asked about the hypocrisy of the detention facilities and how they're being handled today compared to any other day. All right, so let's go to Bite 7 with Jen Psaki trying to defend, well, frankly, the defenseless. Roll it.
I'm sure you're not suggesting that we have children right next to each other in ways that are not COVID safe, are you?
I'm suggesting that Kamala Harris said that this facility, putting people in this facility, was a human rights abuse committed by the United States government. And Joe Biden said, under Trump, there have been horrifying scenes of at the border of kids being kept in cages. Now, it's not under Trump, it's under Biden.
This is not kids being kept in cages. This is a facility that was opened that's going to follow the same standards as other HHS facilities. It is not a replication, certainly not. That is never our intention of replicating the immigration policies of the past administration. But we are in a circumstance where we are not going to expel unaccompanied minors at the border. That would be inhumane. That is not what we are going to do here as an administration.
And they're not going to answer any questions, apparently. The facility is called Carrizo Springs. It's in Texas. And the Joe Biden administration opened that facility to hold up to 700 teenagers and some younger. That's after they crossed the U.S.-Mexico border, because there's this big surge now of people coming to the southern border because of the amnesty plan put forth by this administration that is an abject failure and disaster. Will continue to get worse until somebody, you know, realizes what a disaster this is for Americans' national security, for those that need jobs when we're in a time when the unemployment rate is still far too high. More than 10 million people have not gotten jobs back that lost them during the pandemic. And allowing all of these folks to come in at a low price is going to destroy us. And so it was characterized this way. So it's kids in containers instead of kids in cages. Is that the clarification? And Saki, you know, we have a number of unaccompanied minors coming into the country without their families. What we're not going to do is what the last administration did, was separate those kids. But they did. It's a lie. It's disingenuous. It's not true. It's hypocrisy on every level, but it doesn't matter. However, here's what's happening. And this should be considered a good sign. Here's what's happening. Some reporters are finding their legs again. Some reporters are actually finding their journalistic legs again, which is refreshing, and it's good news. Because what it means is that real questions are being asked, at least a few. And they're starting to warm up. They're starting to get because reporters are realizing just how grossly out of line a lot of this is turning out to be, and how badly they're trying to answer questions and dodge questions and not fill in the answers with much truth. Let me give you another example. A spokesman for the Biden administration, Ned Price, gets nailed and called out for the Iran nuclear deal and the claims that you're no longer able to pay the Iranians for violating the agreement, right? It's a bit long, but you need to understand it to understand what's going on with this administration and all the really poor decisions being made, which is to be lockstep with the globalists and the elitists and the wholesale release of American sovereignty, basically. This is bite number one with Ned Price getting hammered by an Associated Press reporter that nailed him all week and is mocking him for his ridiculous and incredibly bad answers. Go, bite one.
Wait, you keep saying that Iran was in complete compliance with the agreement before May 2018. But that's not entirely the case, because the way the deal was structured, if Iran came out of compliance for any reason, there was a way for them to get back into compliance. And so, in fact, there were numerous incidents of noncompliance, or what might uncharitably be called violations, particularly with the heavy water production and storage. And when they exceeded on the heavy water, when they exceeded their heavy water production storage, the U.S. and other countries stepped in and bought it, the excess, from them, which meant that if they violated the agreement, they would actually get paid for it. So it's all very well to say.
The great irony here, Matt, the great irony of this is that with the United States not in the JCPOA, we no longer have that remedial method.
You're no longer able to pay the Iranians.
We can't go back to the Joint Commission. We can't go back to the Joint Commission.
You're no longer able to pay the Iranians for violating the agreement. And that hurts. That's going to leave a mark. All right, so straight ahead. Andrew Langer, the president of the Institute for Liberty, contributor to the American Spectator, townhall.com, and a lot more, and our host last night at the annual get-together. Quick break, then we'll have Andrew Langer. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees. They're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.